All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carey Crowley. Giants and the Brewers game two of a three-game series before the Giants return home next week to take on the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. And this week I had the opportunity to sit down with Giants hitting coach Donnie Ecker. Donnie Ecker has overseen a lineup that has really taken baseball by surprise. A ton of home runs, a ton of two-strike home runs, and a ton of surprising sources of power. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation with the Giants hitting coach. And Donnie, I'll bring you in now. I want to ask you the same question that I asked so many other members of this organization over the last week, and that is, what was your initial reaction to learning that you'd be coaching Chris Bryant?
Just excited. I'm excited to learn from him and, to add somebody of his character and his skill level, to add that to what we have it's infectious, and it's really just a credit to Farhan and Scott for really decoding the type of person that would really fit in well here.
We know he hits both righties and lefties, a lot of pitches per plate appearance. How does his skill set complement your lineup?
I think you just said it. I mean, he's been a game-changing bat ever since he's been in the big leagues. So, I think the obvious thing is the length that it adds. And the stronger thing is the personality fit, that he comes in, and as much as we want to be able to appeal to all players, there is really something to getting players that really fit the ethos in the system.
A number of different guys I want to ask you about, Donnie, including, and probably the best place to start is Buster Posey. The season that he's had, high batting average, high OPS, and he's just been so consistent all year. The plate discipline has really stood out to me. What, in your mind, makes Buster Posey so prepared each time he goes to the plate?
I think it's just who he is as a person. I mean, I think he lives a very disciplined life, and when it comes to his career and his craft, that all carries over. So he's extremely prepared. He knows what he wants to do. And I think, real credit to him, he's able to take in a lot of information and then simplify it before the game.
Another guy I wanted to ask you about is Lamont Wade Jr. When he first came over via trade, both Farhan and Gabe said that they thought that he could unlock more power. And you look at his minor league numbers, you look at his numbers with the Twins, it wasn't necessarily obvious. What gave you guys the confidence that Wade could be a powerful left-handed bat in your lineup?
I think, once again, just credit to Farhan and Scott for identifying these types of players. And I think Farhan can answer this best, because it's really his track record and his eye and our people that make these decisions. So we're just fortunate that we get these types of players to work with. And, I think you never know how a guy's going to evolve and mature areas where we might be able to help him in. But really encouraging to see what he's doing. And, we think he's just kind of getting going in his career.
I go back to spring training, and I think that, the adjustment wasn't necessarily seamless for Lamont. There were some ugly at-bats. There was times when he wasn't making quality contact. When did it start to click, and what were the adjustments that enabled him to have the type of success we've seen this season?
Yeah, I think for Lamont, it really started in his offseason. He started exploring, maybe some different ways that he can move. And when we got our hands on him, it was really just like kind of continuing those building blocks for him. And he has come a long way. And once again, I think this just comes down to like the type of person he is. He is so locked into playing, almost chasing mastery. And that arc of mastery is not these, big up and down streaks. It's really this constant, like putting a penny in the jar over every day over a long period of time. And I think that's what we see with Lamont, is his preparation before game is all about, how do I develop? And then the lights come on, he goes and he plays fast.
He's one of the many players who's gone from Sacramento to San Francisco, Sacramento, and then stuck with the big league roster for a while this season. You've had guys like Steven Duggar, Jason Vossler, Tyro Estrada do all of that. How important is it to have consistency in the coaching points from AAA to the big leagues, and having, a strong relationship with AAA coaches and knowing what they're being taught there?
Yeah, I mean, we think it's essential here. I mean, there's not an option to do it any other way. So I think this just comes from our leadership. It's just how we all cross collaborate. So really huge credit to Damon Miners down there, the AAA hitting coach. That whole staff has done such a good job of communicating, taking plans when guys go down and helping them improve and develop. And I think it's more about just the San Francisco Giants organization and how we do all things. And this is just one of those phases where we can highlight it, but it really is more about our standard and more about, you know, how we do all the little things.
Another guy who's had a ton of success this season, Darren Ruff. When he was first acquired, Farhan Gabel talked about how he could just crush lefties. But this season, Darren Ruff has had a ton of success against right-handed pitchers. It's been hard to take him out of the lineup for Gabe. What, in your mind, has Darren been able to do to provide consistency on both sides of the plate?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could just talk about Farhan over and over here. But, you know, had watched him back in Philadelphia, and he's always had some peripherals that made sense, and there was always some pop in there. And you know, I think it's a really credit to Cap. As much as we match up and we play platoons, I think one thing you see with Cap is when a guy starts proving he can do things in the moments he's in, you know, Cap's not afraid to go put that guy in other situations and kind of give him some leash. Everything is earned here, so credit to Darren. He's done you know, a lot of things with his setup, and he's done a lot of things with his bat path, and he's excellent in the strike zone. So I think he's getting opportunities and just capitalizing on them.
One thing that I've been fascinated with since you guys took over, you and Dustin and Justin, this new hitting crew here in San Francisco, is controlling the strike zone and ensuring that you guys have one of the lowest chase rates of any team in the league, and just really good plate discipline. How do you coach plate discipline at the major league level?
Yeah, it's kind of strange, right? Because all three of us came from different spots. And, you know, I think Justin coming from L.A., Dustin coming from Seattle, it's something that before we all got together and worked on, we all believed in. And, of course, you know, it's something that's very means a lot to the organization as well. But, you know, I think JV's tremendous at, you know, how he feels about that. Dustin is really, really good at how he feels about that. And, you know, I have strong feelings about it. So just being able to collaborate, take parts of what makes LA so successful, take parts of stuff that was going on in Seattle, take feelings from our front office, just really everybody chipping in their thoughts on it. And then how do we get all that down to the players? And, you know, all this comes back to doing a lot of heavy work, digging into the complex numbers, but bringing it up to the surface so it's as simple as, you know, 1, 2, 3, go.
Your hitters lead the major leagues in 2-strike home runs, and it's not particularly close with other teams. What allows guys to swing with their ace swing in 2-strike situations, and is that something that you guys have coached into this team?
Yeah, it's more about not making, not creating narratives around these other things. So whether we have 2 strikes, whether there's a runner in scoring position, keep the main thing. So it's more about our guys doubling down on the things that make them good, so that we don't change when those environments, you know, kind of pick up a little bit.
Giants hitting coach Donnie Eckert joining us on Talkin' Baseball here. Donnie, for so many years, 2 decades really, Oracle Park was seen as just like a death sentence for hitters. It was viewed as the worst place in the league to hit, and your hitters now have a ton of confidence at this ballpark. Obviously, the fences came in before 2020. Is this like a philosophical shift? Is it something mental that has clicked for this team? What in your mind has changed for hitters and where they're no longer intimidated by hitting at home?
I think we just have really good hitters. So, you know, I think it's noted and heavily discussed about that a lot of guys have continued to challenge themselves to develop. We have really good players, and, you know, I feel like one of the luckiest guys because I come to the field every day and get to problem solve with a guy like Justin Vealy and Dustin Lin. And, I mean, I say this, I'm not somebody that exaggerates, but, I mean, you know, Justin is one of the best talents in this game at every phase of offense, and Dustin just brings so many strong thoughts and areas that he can problem solve on. So I think just once again back to the collaboration of the entire culture, Cap's impact on the offense, and we just try to like really help these guys in any area they can so they can go out there and be who they are.
You told me something a week or so ago about how you like to spend your off season and how your evolution as a learner, as a hitting coach, shapes your in-season philosophy. Take us through some of the off seasons that you've spent, where you've gone, and what you have learned.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes back from being really curious, and, you know, the statement of kind of going an inch wide, a mile deep, that's really difficult to do in season because you're really focusing on your 12 to 15 guys. So the off season, if you go back to 2013, it was, you know, go out to Perth, Australia to study from a cricket coach and skill acquisition, and or go to Chicago to learn force plates, go to Nashville. The off seasons for me as somebody that's not married, I don't have children, is really just been about like almost getting away from baseball, going into football, going into cricket, going into different areas, seeing what I can learn, and then bring it back and see if we can just be more resourceful for the guys.
One last one for you before we let you go. You're from the Bay Area, from the South Bay. Did you grow up a Giants fan, and did you have a favorite team growing up?
Yeah, just Giants. That was the only team.
But a specific year?
I think just really connected to the World Series teams, really to the guys that I'm coaching right now.
That makes a lot of sense.
Donnie Ecker, thank you so much for joining Talkin' Baseball. A lot more coming up next on the Giants pregame show. Giants and the Brewers, game 2 of a 3-game set. You're listening. KNBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.